10 in 10.
Not anymore. What the hell is that? Is that a shell dragon? What the hell? Oh, that thing's cool. I want to get up close to it. Oh, it looks like a triceratops. That is awesome. That is so cool. Did it just run from me? What? I walked in front of it. Hang on. Let me try this again. Hello? Hello? Triceratops? Okay, bye. Whatever, dude. Ooh, there's a yellow Gila monster. Well, nothing in here seems to be aggressive, which is good. At least not to my level. Oh, no. I'm looking at my notes. All right. It's just a man of war. I can do that. I feel like an idiot now for asking about this, asking the team about this when I first started playing. But, oh, sweet! Dudes and dudettes. Nomowo is level 25. Check it out. I feel dumb asking about this now, but you know, one of the biggest problems in FF11 was if you were chatting to somebody in a party or link shell and you changed areas, there was about 5 seconds of silence. You couldn't hear anything being said in the chat, and obviously you couldn't type anything while your next area was loading. And maybe five seconds is kind of a conservative estimate, but it was frustrating because when you got into the new area, everything that was said while you were out didn't show up in the log. There was, you know, you ask somebody a question and then you zone, and they answer you, and you know get into the new area. You don't know that they answered you, which is why, you know, a lot of the time we would take to just saying zone every time we zone, so that everybody in the chat knew not to address that person for the next 5 to 10 seconds. Anyway, my point is, in DQ10, the chat interface persists even during the loading screen. When you go to new areas, the chat, you can always access the chat. You can always type into the chat. It never stops. It is amazing. It's great. One of my biggest complaints, really, about FF11. I interrupted myself there because I didn't just believe myself, but I think I do. Oh, wow, I'm on a new island. This is nice. This is beautiful. Ooh, it's a giant tree. I've noticed that the pop-up in this game is gradual. Instead of a jarring pop, you see textures slowly fade in as you get closer to them, which I've never seen before. Where am I going? I'm trying to get to Runa Village, Rain Village, which means I have to go to Kolut Field. Well, that's where I'm going. Okay, Bodkin Archers. Okay, I'm slowly winding my way to the starting village on the Weddy continent. The Weddies are the Mer people. Alex, remember that. It's easy to remember because Weddy sounds like wet, and Mer people constantly wet. Because of water. Some heal slimes. I got heal slimes, Bodkin Archers, and Peekies. They're birds, bird enemies. Wow, this is a pretty area. Ooh, shiny things. Oh my god, look at these guys. This is so cute. This is absolutely the cutest MMO I've ever played. Maybe it's just because I'm a Pukuripo. We're naturally cute. I had to check the DQ10 Atlas online to find my way to this tiny-ass village, because I gotta go through like 5 or 6 areas. Some continents, it's a lot harder to cross that stretch between the starting towns and the second town. And, of course, all the second towns are the ones with the train stations. Although, I think I read that there's a quest you can do later on to have the train stop at other towns. Not the starting ones, but other ones. There's a bubble slime. Ooh, wait, is that that's a Magidraki? I never fought one of these. Come here. I fought the Drakima, the upgraded one. That's version 3 Draki. I think this is version 2 Draki. By the way, it ran into version 3 Melon Legs outside of the Weddy capital or whatever. Pretty strong. Oh, wait, that's where I want to zone. Yeah, folks, I actually called in sick today. Well, by the time you hear this, I don't know, 2-3 days ago. Not with the intent of playing DQ10 all day, but that seems like just to be a happy accident. I actually called in because I caught a cold from some kids, so if I sound like I'm kind of a disease. Oh, there it is at the bottom of the map! Rain Village.
Technically, because it's Rain Nomura, I would call it the Village of Rain.
Shut the fuck up! Okay, hands up if you want to hear more of a nerd voice guy. Momones! I've got your hat, guys. Boy, I wonder if that hat was actually made from a hollowed-out Mamon. That's kind of grim, because those guys are cute. Ah, I believe they were known as the Sanguinis. A slime, really? In DQ9, they were Sanguini, Teeny Sanguini. What are the other ones? Itty Bitty, Teeny Weeny, Yellow Polka Dot Sanguini. Oh! Ipashi Mamonokira. Kill more than 1,000 monsters. Wow, folks, I just got an achievement for killing my 1,000th monster. Hey, kind of fitting he was a slime. Thanks, slime! I kind of regret being mad at him now. Why am I thanking him? I killed him. Ooh, sunset. The sky is turning a beautiful pink. This game really is gorgeous. Not in a realism way, but you guys know that I don't play video games for realism. I talked about that on Nomo-O, the podcast, not the Puka Repo. But this game is just, it just screams, hey Alex, run around in me. I kind of wish the textures were a little bit more detailed on, the ground and the walls and everything. But the character stuff is gorgeous, and the skies are gorgeous, and the trees are gorgeous. The whole game is beautiful. I'm going the wrong way. Because I'm talking to you! Yeah, talking to you, Mike. Paul. Steve. Flanders. Alright, so if I finish this quest, it's quest number 2, by the way. What a haul! I can't believe I got a haul ass all the way out here to do quest number 2. I should have started as a wedding. No! Puka Repo is much cuter. Let's take a look at my quests, shall we? I've done quests 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 22, 23, 30, 33, 31, 32, 33. Oh no, I'm not finished with 10 or 22. Ooh, I gotta do those. This is also neat. I think I mentioned this. The first time you zone into a new area, it says, do you want to... I was actually mistaken when I mentioned this before. You're not setting your home point. Well, you are. You're setting your home point only for when you die. Apparently, there are two places you need to set. One is for when you die. One is for when you use your Zoom Stone. Whereas, of course, in FF11, those were the same thing. Your home point was used for both purposes. Here, you've got to choose where to go when you die and where to go when you use your Zoom Stone. Or Zoom Stones, I guess, because you can have multiple. Because I'm doing a quest here, and it's because this place is far from the train station, I am not going to set my home point here, just in case I die. But really, I always keep my Zoom Stone synced, I don't know what to say, to one of the big cities with the train station, because it's easy to get around. All right, where's the quest, dude? Mora. So close to being Molaram. Where are you, Mora? In the inn? In the inn, Mora, you always did love puns. Welcome. This is a beautiful inn. It's the Hotel Loteru. Welcome to it. Anone. me? Communication. I'm teaching it to everyone. I like that, teaching them. Oh, you too. I'll teach you something too, some various things. From now, want to make friends with someone. It's good. Very rough translation. The first step of communication is to know your motion, your gesture. It all starts from the gesture. Any gesture is okay. Use what you like. Show me a gesture. If you do that, I'll give you a secret weddy introduction to a gesture. I will teach you it. This is a quest. Will you undertake it? Yes. Folks, I really could translate for a living. Serious. Not serious at all. Yes, take the quest. Okay, Soreja. All right, well, now here's... I'll teach you how to use a gesture. No, I already know! All right, I stopped translating. All right, I accepted the quest. There is a quest like this in each starting village, with pretty much the exact same dialogue, but from 5 different characters. It's basically introducing you to the chat system and the gesture system. You can combine gestures and messages, and then you can sort of hotkey those to a page of 6. Hang on, each page has 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. You can make a total of 60 preset greetings using a gesture and words, whatever you want to type in. There's a bunch of preset ones, too. I think it's like 30 preset ones. 40. Yeah, you start out this quest. These are to unlock the individual race's own gesture motion. Like the dwarves have a different gesture. And this is the last one I need. And to get these going, you talk to the NPC. Then you have to show them a gesture, any gesture. So I'm just going to do one for her right now. Hello? Hello? Triceratops? Okay, bye.